This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we're getting close to the middle of the year, and the big question is, where are stocks headed in the second half of 2025? I'm Andy Gersher, and this is Gains. All right, so we're talking about markets as we look into the second half of the year. Let's bring on Jim Awad, Senior Managing Director, Clearstead Advisors in New York. Jim, always great to have you on the Gains podcast.
My pleasure.
And so we're looking at markets as we, you know, get ready to head into the second half of the year. And that's where I wanted to start, is just kind of recap things that we've seen so far. And then we'll get your forecast, heading into the back end of 2025. But what are you seeing so far here, Jim?
Okay. So far the economy is holding up. There have been some whipsaw regarding tariff policy. But so far, the consumer continues to spend, except for travel. There's been some weakening in travel, but basically the consumer is fearful of tariffs, but it's not affecting their behavior yet as we speak. Corporate profits in the first quarter were very good. As we saw from the inflation numbers today, ex-tariffs, inflation continues to recede. So it's not a bad picture. You know, we do have the tariff overhang in the background, but the financial markets are attempting to normalize through it, and businesses are blocking and tackling and avoiding major commitments, but trying to figure out how to protect themselves given the uncertainty of tariffs. But as we speak, the second quarter in the economy looks like it's going to grow at over 3%. Some of that is trade, but it's going to grow nicely. Profits ought to be pretty good. And inflation is receding. Now, the risk going forward is that we're subject to more tariff volatility and uncertainty. And we haven't yet experienced the full impact of the tariffs that we do have. And they will start to hit the consumer over the summer. So we have to monitor consumer spending over the summer and clarification of tariff policy and how many deals get done, and are the deals in fact enforceable, and do they have meat on them?
And then what's this mean for investors, areas of the market that are poised to do well here and other areas maybe not so much?
Well, I think that the large cap technology growth companies, which have recently come back into vogue after having a rough period, they have a franchise value and a business model and a future that will transcend tariffs, that will transcend any temporary slowdown in the economy. They're changing the world at an amazing and incrementally faster pace. And I think you want to own a basket. I'd have to say the Mag 6, because I think Tesla is in its own world. But if you own those stocks, you'll do better than cash, bonds, and the S&P over the next few years.
And obviously, when you're going that route, you definitely need a bit of a time horizon to work with.
Yes, absolutely. You're going to have volatility, but if you do have a 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 year time horizon, I think that's going to be a superior asset class that will compound at a good absolute and relative rate.
You know, we've had themes, you know, every year has a different theme. A couple of years back, it was just AI, and that was a market driver. And then we had the election in 2024. Obviously, one of the big themes in 2025 is the tariffs, but also advances in technology. What do you think is a theme that will emerge in the back end of this year, 2025?
Yeah, I think it remains the same, that AI and technology is changing the world. It transcends any temporary issues. If you worried about what tariffs may do to inflation, what tariffs may do to slowing the economy, if you worry about what the great big beautiful bill might do to the deficit and long-term interest rates, and you want to be able to get through the fog of the uncertain issues, you want companies that are changing the world, that have impregnable balance sheets, generate excess cash flow, and that have moats around their business models. And I hate to sound boring, but I think you want to own a package of all the likely suspects and live through the volatility. And when you look back in a few years, you'll be glad you did it. And I'm repeating myself, but they'll do better than cash, bonds, and the S&P.
How about energy? That's been some of the oil companies have been a bit of a lagger. I mean, thinking about Chevron, some of the big oil companies. Thoughts on energy, on pricing, yeah, and how that affects things, and then the companies surrounding it?
Yeah, well, they are classic value stocks. In the short term, it looks like they're going to do a little bit better because of tensions in the Middle East. As we speak, it looks like the Iran deal may not get done, and that the United States is evacuating some embassies, some non-essential personnel from embassies because of a potential conflict with Iran. And so in the short term, they may get a pop. And in the very long term, they'll do well because, you know, we can't exist without energy and diversified energy, and again, a package of companies. But in the short term and the intermediate term, they're going to be very volatile relative to the price of crude. And the price of crude will depend on worldwide economic activity, geopolitics relative to Russian crude. And so, again, you could expect some volatility, much less than the technology sector. But I think that these companies are value, and they should do reasonably well over time. Again, a package prevails, but they're not going to do as well as technology.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is there any area of the market or company or sector that's lying below the radar right now that you see some really good potential that nobody's talking about?
Well, you'd have to say financials are well positioned to do well in an environment of reasonable growth in the economy, deregulation, which favors them, and their valuations are attractive, and so I think you'll see them mentioned more and more. Along with technology, is probably the second most attractive sector.
And then for those who panicked and sold those lows, didn't get back in, you know, now they're nervous about deploying more money. They maybe let politics dictate their investment decisions. Never a good idea. But for those folks who are really skittish, maybe even made a dumb move here, what's your advice for them?
My advice is to think long term, that even though you've had some volatility and you've had a rally off the low, you're basically where you were in stock prices on April 2nd. And if you believe in the U.S. economy, as I do, if you believe that we're going to power our way through wherever our issues are, it's okay to get back in. But I would buy on down days and down weeks when there's temporary pessimism, rather than chasing short-term momentum.
Are you a fan of dollar cost averaging? I am a big fan of that. That's how I often use that tactic to get into different positions. Thoughts on dollar cost averaging? Is that a tactic that you use?
Yes, absolutely. It's always paid over the long term. It's very difficult to pick bottoms, tops, and short-term action, and the way you normalize through that is to dollar cost average and you know, take emotion out of it, decide what you want to own, and build your position over a period of time that you're comfortable with, and don't listen to the news every day, and then check your portfolio every couple of months.
And that's an important point you made, too, is about listening to the news every day. You should listen to the WBBM Noon Business Hour every day, but... you know, there is a case, you know, and I've seen this, there's a case where if people are too tuned in, they can overtrade, and that can be really, really dangerous. Explain that factor real quick.
Yeah. Too. Well, you've got to understand that the job of business media is to attract viewers and eyeballs and ears. And the way you do that is by being very short-term oriented, in some cases over-spectacularizing the news.
Being a little salacious from time to time to garner some eardrums and eyeballs, fair enough.
Yeah, no, but you got to listen. You got to listen. You got to watch and you got to listen. But I'm saying don't let it influence you on a daily basis. Try to stay disciplined. You can't be an investor without being tuned into financial television and radio. But what I'm saying is don't let the short-term emphasis on the daily moves over-influence your investment actions. I'm not saying to ignore it. I'm saying to use it with discipline.
Yeah. And sometimes, I mean, just checking your emotions when you're actually consuming that kind of content.
Yes, absolutely. Consume the content so that you're knowledgeable and up-to-date on all the news. But don't let the short-term action and commentary affect your emotions. Stay disciplined in your investment process.
And then, Jim, as we wrap up today's Gains podcast, what's the takeaway here, and where do you see markets by the end of the year?
I would say that it's very possible, if everything goes right, that we could add 10% between now and the end of the year. If we get a few bad breaks, we might only be a few percent higher, but the direction is definitely positive with some volatility.
Big thanks to Jim Awad, Senior Managing Director, Clearstead Advisors in New York. And hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if that's an option for you. I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesdays, and I look forward to seeing you then.
A News Radio WBBM podcast, powered by Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.